This is 88.5 FM, a live session today with the Kooks. And I'm joined in the studio here by Luke Pritchard.
Hello.
Howdy. And howdy. Hugh Harris.
Hi.
Thanks for coming by. And Alexis Nunez is back on the drums. The new album, well, it's out 6 months now, Let's Go Sunshine. We've been playing several tracks off that here on 88.5 FM. I really like the new album. And tonight, you're in town at the Palladium in Hollywood. And as of last night, I went online and I was still able to get a pair of tickets online, but I wouldn't wait.
General
admission show, so no such thing as a bad seat. Mm-hmm. Just get there early and just $35.
All ages.
Nice. So go get your tickets. And while they're doing that, would you favor us with a tune?
Of course. Can we play you our new single, Pamela?
Awesome. This is The Kooks live on 88.5 FM.
Oh, Pamela, what did you do? You touched the ground, I fell in love with you. Oh, Pamela, what did they say? I reached for your hand, but you turned and walked away. Can you lend your ears to hear about mommy, Pamela? So naughty, but she loves her fella. One wink and a glint in the other one. At night she only wears Yves Saint Laurent. Watches black and white movies to get in, 'cause her hair just like Marilyn. Oh, what an enigmatic woman. My gosh, do some others have them. Oh, Pamela, what did you do? You touched the ground, I fell in love with you. Oh, Pamela, what did they say? I reached for your hand, but you turned. And can you lend your ears for a man in trouble? She tripped me up and now I see double. I asked her what her life was missing, and she liked to go Joe Musk kissing. Said go get high with the other ones. I looked around lights on, but no one home. Oh, what an enigmatic woman. My gosh, do some mothers have them. Oh, Pamela, what did you do? You touched the ground, I fell in love with you. Oh, Pamela, what did they say? I reached for your hand, but you turned and walked away. Oh, Pamela, what did you do? You touched the ground, I fell in love with you. Oh, Pamela, what did they say? I reached for your hand, but you turned and walked away. By noon her nurse comes calling. Limousine with a stretcher in the back. They strap her down when she has a panic attack. I followed her down to the hospital. No visitors allowed on a bicycle. So I threw rocks up at her window. I cracked the glass so she could feel the wind blow. Oh, Pamela, what did you do? You touched the ground, I fell in love with you. Oh, Pamela, what did they say? I reached for your hand, but you turned and walked away. Oh, Pamela, what did you do? You touched the ground, I fell in love with you. Oh, Pamela, what did they say? I reached for your hand, but you turned and walked away. Oh, you walked away. Oh, Pamela.
.88.5 FM with the Kooks. That song is Pamela. It's off the new album, Let's Go Sunshine. Almost a Donovan kind of vibe on that.
Oh, part. I like that. I like that. Thank you. But we kind of, you know, we turned it from, the Donovan. Like, I was thinking more Kinksy when we wrote it, because it was kind of like, it's got a bit of British humor to it, you know?
Well, is this the album you did in Ray Davis's?
We didn't, actually.
There was another album, yeah?
That was, we did two records there. And Ray would be in and out and stuff and give us little bits of advice. And he when he wasn't like grumpy about Arsenal losing, like he was great. but we did Inside Out, our first record. And Conk, our second album, is actually named after his studio.
Oh, nice.
In fact, yeah.
Awesome. I love those guys.
Yeah.
They can't
yeah.
even agree on how to pronounce their last name. I mean, it's just... I think that's true. I think it's amazing. Ray Davies and Dave Davis.
Yeah.
I think,
yeah. I think you're right, great. Though.
I want to talk about labels for just a second. And, you know, labels aren't fair, but you got to do it or meet, yep. you know, all 7 billion people in the world. Post-punk revival is the one I hear thrown out, the main one describing the Kooks music. There's also indie rock, sometimes funk rock, Brit pop, alternative rock, and so forth.
We are all those things.
Mm-hmm. wrapped into one luscious package. But I think you guys were born, my opinion, 30 years too late, because if you were here around 79, 80, you guys would be new wave, I think.
Yeah, yeah. That would be a great thing.
Because I hear a little bit of the Cars,
yeah.
and you know,
yeah.
like it brings
Blondie
together
and
a lot of yeah, it brings together yeah. a lots of different flavors, but it's something, you know, completely unique unto itself.
Well, I think we had lots of energy, you know, especially when we started. It was like a youth, like we wanted to get people like dancing. I think new wave is really. All those bands, they really got people dancing as well as like being kind of rock, you know?
Yeah.
So I think with Kooks, we've always had a bit of that going on. Yeah. But I think, you know, it's in a way, you know, we're living in this time where you're free of all this tribal stuff, which you could see as a bad thing or a good thing. And for us, it's like it's freed us where we feel like we can kind of approach any kind of music and have a go at it.
Nice.
Make it our own, hopefully.
Of course, today we're getting a little different flavor with the acoustic feel of it. It's quite a distance from what's on the album.
For sure.
For example, we just played a song off the new album. Fractured and Dazed is just an earworm to me. It has about four hooks in it. And
yeah.
the main hook to me is a drum sequencer with a clap at the end, that fill. Do little improvisations like that, do they spur the rest of the song sometimes, or do you listen back and say, it needs a little something else here?
Well, yeah, that one particularly, it's funny you mention that, because I had, that was from a home demo I did, and it was just like the most cheesy, like, dubba 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 cut.
It's
know?
Great.
And then we re-recorded it, but that actually was, yeah, that song started with that drum loop and stuff, and so sometimes, yeah, something like that can inspire a song. I mean, it kind of, that song to me, it started as a non-song, and you hear like the vocal melody in the verse is so sort of like monotone, and just it's just a droney lyric thing, and it was all about the music and that guitar riff, and then Hugh like came in and made it sound beautiful, you know.
I think I basically it's just like I love the song. That's my favorite song on that record too.
Yeah.
So I was just like, there was just a real like kind of wrenching melody to it, and a kind of melancholy to the whole song, and that's just right up my strata. So I think I just soloed
right up
across
my, right
the
up,
whole
my strata.
He's half German.
Yeah, warum nicht? Gunther is my middle name. Meine Mitte Name. It's just one of those tunes where I was just like, I don't care whether I get told off. I'm gonna solo over everything.
That's great.
And I didn't get told off, so that's good.
It is my pick cut on the album. Go listen to it, Fractured and Dazed. But can we trouble you to go back in the catalog a little bit for a song?
Oh, I don't know about that.
All right.
Yeah, no, of course.
A classic one.
What do you feel like playing here?
Living on a Prayer.
Living on a Prayer. That's someone else's catalog.
Oh, sorry,
who does
the
ooey, ooey, ooey at the beginning? What are you going to play?
Let's go for What About Chunk of the Heart?
Sounds great. This is 88.5 FM with the Kooks in a live session.
Chunk of the heart is junk in my mind. It's so hard to leave you all alone. We get so drunk that we can hardly say. What use is that to you or me? Still I know there's nothing makes you shatter. No, no. You're the lover of the wild and a joker of the heart. But are you mine? I wanna make you happy. I wanna make you feel alive. So let me make you happy. I wanna make you feel alive at night. I wanna make you happy. Are you a good girl tonight? Yeah. We seem to be sunk. Life is no race. When I'm not happy, I'm in disgrace. So I spend time guessing on you. Oh, oh, yeah, you're a lover of the wild and a joker of the heart. But are you mine? I wanna make you happy. I wanna make you feel alive. So let me make you happy. I wanna make you feel alive at night. Wild and a joker of the heart. But are you mine? I wanna make you happy. I wanna make you feel alive. So let me make you happy. I wanna make you feel alive at night. I wanna make you happy.
It's Junk of the Heart from the Kooks from 2011, the title track from that album. And we're joined in the studio here by Luke Pritchard and Hugh Harris of the Kooks. Show tonight at the Palladium in Hollywood, just $35. You should go down and see it, general admission show. The name The Kooks, inspired by the David Bowie song?
Indeed.
Yeah?
Yes.
Did you know, I read that he was inspired to write that song when he was listening to Neil Young's Harvest.
So, I did not know that.
Oh, wow. So indirectly.
I thought like
transitivity.
It was about his son, Zoe, right?
Yeah.
That's really cool. I didn't know that. Harvest is a top record, man. That's one of my favorites.
It's
man.
The best. So Neil touches everybody.
Is that the one where he did that? He mixed it in the boat on the lake.
It wasn't. It was at his farm.
At his farm.
And had a barn and a house, and they had the speakers
like,
set
more
up.
More barn.
More barn.
Yes, I love that story. It's one of my favorites.
It's so good.
Did he not write the song in the hospital itself?
Oh, it's Bowie.
Or he came up. Mm. Yeah, Bowie came up with the concept of the song whilst waiting for the birth of his child.
Right.
It's quite a sweet story.
I think. It is.
So I think we're definitely all children of Bowie, aren't we?
He's the man. He's the greatest.
Pretty much everything that's done is somehow descendant from David Bowie or Neil Young. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Definitely. I think it's kind of like the Beatles level Bowie now. You know, I thought that when I was growing up, but he has influenced so much now. It's not just about the music. It's just he is present. You can't have an artistic expression in the world now without being touched by David Bowie. That's the kind of level it's at. It's amazing.
It's true. You know, everybody was touched when Prince passed away and many when Michael Jackson, but David Bowie is the biggest one since then. I think everybody had to stop and say, oh my God, David Bowie's gone. I just checked last night and your biggest single from your first album, Inside Out, Naive, has almost 60 million views on YouTube now. Did you ever, in your wildest dreams when you were kids, think that you'd do anything that 60 million people would give a flip about?
It's probably just our parents and stuff. Just playing over and over again. It's crazy. I mean, that song particularly, it's still fresh. And I think a lot of credit to Tony Hoffa, who produced that song as well. I think the production was really timeless, but kind of ahead of its time. And like, you know, it's a really great sounding record, I think, in hindsight, that's carried it on. But no, in answer to your question, I don't know. But I mean, of course, you never think you're going to have a song that will last that long and do that kind of, those kind of numbers. I mean, you kind of dream, but there you go.
It's pretty cool.
You know, you try it, yeah.
It's pretty cool. You still play songs from those albums in concert? Can we get you to play one from that first album?
We can. Well, should we do Oula?
Yes, that's a good idea. Let's do Oula.
Let's do Oula, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
The Kooks live on 88.5 FM.
In their eyes is the place that you find. You discover that you love it here. You've got to stay on this rock, not a rock. An island on which you found a lover. Then you twitch, felt that itch in your petticoat. Your pretty, pretty petticoat. And then you smiled, he go out. Didn't understand that was money to be made. Beauty is a card, the must get played by organizations. But Oula, she was such a good girl to me. And Oula, the world just chewed her up and spat her around. Oula, she was such a good girl to me. And Oula, the world just chewed her up and spat her. So be yourself, don't feel out of place. Love your man and love him twice. Go to Hollywood and pay the price. Oh, go to Hollywood. Yeah, don't be a star. It's such a drag. Take care of yourself. Don't begin to laugh. It's a hard life to live. Live it well. I can be your friend, not to pretend. You know I love you, girl. In all situations. But Oula, she was such a good girl to me. And Oula, the world just chewed her up and spat her out. And Oula, she was such a good girl to me. Such a pretty petticoat in all situations. Oula, she was such a good girl to me. Oula, the world just chewed her up and spat her out. Oula, she was such a good girl to me.
Oula from the debut album, 13 years ago, from the Kooks, and they're in the studio here, Luke and Hugh. Tonight, the show is at the Palladium, $35. Go out and see it, general admission. You know, there's no bad seat. That way, everybody just go in and have a good time. Couple more quick questions. Hugh, you first. Mm-hmm. If you weren't making music, what do you think you'd be doing now?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I don't know. I often feel like I care about history quite a lot, only just in that we're put on this planet without any real context as to what on earth is going on, what has happened before us, And I think it's absolutely fascinating, the history of humanity, and history of art, history of music, history of everything. It's all fascinating to me. Yeah, I would have liked to have gone to university and studied that a bit more. However, I didn't. And I'm now in a situation where if I was not a musician, I would have zero skill. And I would just probably have to, yeah, be a waiter. So
and even less marketable skills.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess the answer would be I'd be a waiter. Yeah.
Luke, what about you?
Well, yeah, if I could go back, I probably would have learned to code and be a .com billionaire.
Nice.
Good plan. I like the idea of that. Yeah, there's something really like kind of amazing, but they're kind of like the rock stars of
everything's
our era,
easier, you know? With $1 billion.
Yeah.
What now? What excites you when you aren't making music? What kind of things do you like to do? Or, you know, do you have a charity you want to shout out or anything like that?
Actually, we are doing some. We just become ambassadors for the British Heart Foundation, which is quite exciting. And I think that's going to be a really interesting thing for us. They do this Hearts for Heroes, where we're going to choose people that have either saved lives or who have gone through a lot and deserve an award for it. And they reached out to me particularly because my dad died of a heart attack, and so we kind of have this personal connection with it. So I think, yeah, that's definitely a shout out, but it's in the UK.
All right, there are a lot of expats here. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Awesome.
And what do we play badminton every now and then.
We like badminton. We like
shuttlecocks on the
rider.
We're actually
yeah, things have changed, man.
Used to be brown M&Ms, now it's shuttlecocks for badminton.
A few of those syllables. We've been talking quite a lot recently about jazz, haven't we?
Yeah, well, he actually,
which
he's been playing some jazz.
I've been playing some jazz with some friends in London. Yeah. I've somehow found myself in a jazz band, and somehow I'm getting away with it on the guitar. And we're going to play a jazz festival on the Isle of Wight this year. And I think we've just been discussing Luke coming and singing a few jazz standards.
We were just discussing my fee
actually.
First, but
well, yes, of course, and his
see
dressing
available.
Rider.
No, it's going to be great. I think we can do some crooning. It'd be great.
I think that would be just such a marvelous kind of direction.
Well,
for a bit.
For all your favorite jazz standards, tonight go out to the Palladium and see the Kooks in concert. $35 to get in. It's going to be an excellent show. And the new album, I love it. Let's Go Sunshine. It's available wherever you buy records. The Kooks, thanks guys for coming by and seeing us.
Thanks so much.
Come back and visit again. It's 88.5 FM.